He's the decider now.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Things are moving fast for President Obama. In Phoenix today, he announces his plan for slowing the wave of home foreclosures. The package is estimated to cost $50 billion. It's expected to include money for mortgage companies that reduce interest rates for homeowners in danger of default. He could also allow homeowners to refinance their mortgages if they owe more than their home is worth on the market, and bankruptcy judges will likely get more authority to change mortgage terms. Oh, and then there's the administration's next gigantic problem. Yesterday, drowning automakers GM and Chrysler submitted their plans to restructure themselves. The government's already given these companies more than $17 billion in loans. Marketplace's Janet Babin joins us. Janet, what do GM and Chrysler say they will do to survive?
GM says it wants to cut 47,000 more jobs. Chrysler is going to cut 3,000. GM also promising to close 5 more U.S. factories by the end of the year. And Chrysler is even going to cut production of some of its car models, like the PT Cruisers. And both companies have gotten some concessions from the United Auto Workers Union to reduce labor costs, and they're looking for even more. And they both want more money. How could I forget that? GM says it needs $16 billion more dollars, and Chrysler wants $5 billion.
Okay, so now it's up to President Obama's auto industry task force. What options does this administration have here?
Well, they can give the car companies what they've asked for and hope that they don't come back with their hands out asking for even more government funds, or they could sort of push them almost into bankruptcy here because GM certainly will be facing bankruptcy or liquidation without these funds. And, you know, the government will have to make that decision as to how they're going to play that.
Do you know the question the government's asking itself about whether to let these American icon companies go the way of, you know, Circuit City?
Well, I think they have to be thinking about what's going to cost more, because even under a bankruptcy or a liquidation, there will be costs to pay. For example, the bankruptcy would be so large that the only entity that could provide the money to finance a bankruptcy, which could cost, some say, $30 billion, would be the U.S. government. And then there's also the interconnectedness of all the other companies and industries that play off of a U.S. auto industry. You think steel and plastics. All of these industries would be affected by a bankruptcy or a liquidation of a GM or a Chrysler.
Marketplace's Janet Babin, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Wall Street shares sank again yesterday. Prices are back near their bear market lows of November. The Dow sheared off another 300 points or so. European markets are down 0.25% to 0.75% at this hour. Asian markets were mixed after days of selling. Oil is back below $35. He's been called a guru of capitalism. Now he's calling for nationalization. Former Fed Chair Alan Greenspan says the U.S. government may have to temporarily nationalize banks to fix the financial system. He told the Financial Times nationalization may be the least bad solution left. Greenspan says if the government took temporary control, it could transfer toxic assets to a so-called bad bank without having to figure out how to price those assets.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting Women Heart and its efforts to address the number one killer of women in the United States, heart disease, medtronicfoundation.org, and by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing, constantcontact.com.
Greenwich Avenue in Greenwich, Connecticut, has been called Rodeo Drive East. It was once home to mom-and-pop stores and a Woolworths. Then Saks Fifth Avenue and Tiffany moved in. Stores could afford to be posh because Greenwich has been swimming in hedge fund and Wall Street money. Well, lately some of that money has vanished. So Marketplace's Amy Scott took a walk down the avenue.
The first signs that all is not well on Greenwich Avenue are the space available and moving notices in store windows. Two doors down from one empty space, Marty Novell manages Little Eric. It's a high-end children's shoe store just off the avenue. He shows me a pair of knee-high black boots.
It's a fashion boot. It looks like mommy's boot or,
So how much would something like that go for?
I think it's $169.
Only $85 on sale. Novell says this is the first time in his 6 years as manager that business hasn't grown.
Some of our crew's shoes and sandals aren't selling as well because a lot of people I hear are not taking as many vacations.
Up the street, David Goldsmith runs Manfredi Jewels. He says as many as half his customers are tied to the finance industry. They're not spending as much these days.
There are clients who last year were 2007 for Christmas season may have spent, let's say, $30,000 as a round number, and this year maybe they spent $10,000 or $15,000. Still an extraordinarily generous gift, but not at the scale that it was last year.
Nearby, a new restaurant aims to attract a newly thrifty clientele. Townsend Wentz is Morello Bistro's executive chef.
Sort of the market that we're looking at is being able to provide great service and great food, but at a reasonable price. And it's never been more appropriate than right now in the economy.
So what exactly is reasonable in Greenwich?
An entree for us is average about $25, $26.
It's all relative, I guess. It's easy to poke fun at Greenwich, which is pricey even when it's on sale. But the Avenue is having real problems. High rents and the consumer slowdown have driven several national chains away. Lynn Lavery sits on the town board.
The major retailers that have left are The Gap. We've also just lost Ann Taylor, Borders. Banana Republic is gone. That's another one that just left in the past couple of months.
On the bright side, there is more parking, and Lavery hopes the vacancies will allow new locally owned stores to move in. In Greenwich, Connecticut, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And tune in tomorrow. Amy's going to show us how the hedge fund meltdown is remaking real estate in Greenwich. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.